Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, April 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of artificial intelligence and frontier technologies news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
NGO uses Claude, Zoom, and web tools to enhance fundamental well-being. NGO AI Mindset Mastery is leveraging tools like Claude, Zoom, and web platforms to enhance fundamental well-being. Co-founder Amy Chang emphasizes the importance of optimizing key feeling states when interacting with advanced AI like Claude to achieve better answers and ultimately better lives. The organization aims to explore how happier individuals can collaborate with AI to improve human and planetary well-being. By focusing on peak emotional states and drawing from various sources such as Gestalt therapy and energy healing, AIMM is creating a community where social media, smartphone apps, and AI contribute positively to psychological well-being. Members participate in Zoom sessions twice a week, engaging in activities like AI-assisted group mind mapping, celebrating shared moments of gratitude, and participating in Laughter Yoga Club meetings across 31 countries. To join the group and learn more, visit aimindset-mastery.memon.co.
Meet the trans solopreneur who's turning tweets and blogs into a cult following. Meet Lauren Balick, the trans solopreneur whose chaotic online presence has garnered a cult-like following. She didn't strategize her rise to internet fame, but rather posted until someone noticed and kept going. Her tone is combustible, her facts sometimes buried under jokes and rants. Critics call her loud and unfiltered, but she embraces it, thriving on being raw and real. Lauren's data knowledge comes from being chronically online and unemployed, reading filings like romance novels. She's unafraid to be messy and show up, even if her following is seen as more of a spectacle than a true community. Despite speaking out against a former teacher, Lauren has regrets, but continues to make noise online with more posts and potentially taking on clients. This trans solopreneur is not chasing a legacy, but rather embracing the chaos of her online presence.
WiTech prepares for first AI gunshot detection pilot. WiTech International is gearing up for its first AI gunshot detection pilot, requested by 46 Texas ISDs. The pilot will utilize the FCC's Citizens Broadband Radio Service to provide a private, secure, wireless connection for detecting gunshot threats. This initiative follows WiTech's recent multi-state government award, which includes AI-integrated smart sensors for over 170 U.S. cities and various other entities. WiTech has partnered with Nextivity Inc. and Lemco Corporation to enhance its wireless technologies and threat detection capabilities. The company aims to select one or more Texas ISDs for its pilot project, showcasing its commitment to public safety and advanced education initiatives. To learn more about WiTech and its innovative solutions, visit www.witechintel.com. Breacher.ai and Shreem Growth Partners announce partnership to combat executive AI deepfake fraud. Breacher.ai and Shreem Growth Partners have joined forces to combat executive AI deepfake fraud. This partnership offers a complete deepfake protection solution tailored for enterprise leadership teams. With 54% of social engineering attacks targeting executives, this collaboration addresses a crucial security gap. By combining deepfake simulations with executive briefing programs, the joint offering equips organizations with strategies to protect against damaging AI impersonation attacks. Financial services firms lost an average of $603,000 per company to deepfake fraud in 2024, highlighting the urgency of this partnership. The solution is now available to enterprises in various sectors where executive impersonation poses significant financial and reputational risks.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.